present spate of political unrest in Northern Ireland, the British government has been faced with a number of serious problems. The problem of how to control mass and determined protest and civil disturbance on the streets is but one of these problems. It has been treated in a repressive and violent manner typical of British rule, or misrule, in Ireland. A number of methods have been successively tried in response to these disturbances. All have proved ineffective against mass and committed resistance. In 1971, after a period of hurried experimentation, the British government introduced the batting round. This was hailed as a minimum force, non-lethal riot control weapon, and mooted as an alternative to CS gas, water cannon, and later as alternative to lead bullets. To date, 15 people have been killed or murdered as a result of these non-lethal weapons, 7 of whom were school children. Hundreds more have been seriously injured and maimed by this weapon, which the British Society for Social Responsibility described as the most dangerous non-lethal riot control weapon in service with national security forces anywhere in the world. Facts surrounding the deaths indicate that the victims were completely innocent of any crime or involvement in any riotous behaviour. Indeed, in most of the fatalities, nothing resembling a riot had occurred. Thus, we have innocent men, women and children gunned down, murdered by members of the security forces for no crime. Taking into consideration the circumstances surrounding the deaths and injuries due to plastic or rubber bullets, and the fact that the use of this weapon is supposedly governed by strict rules of engagement and its misuse subject to law, it is incredible that yet no member of the security forces has been convicted of a crime relating to the use or misuse of this weapon. Plastic bullets are cylindrical shaped projectiles, 4 inches long, 1.5 inches in diameter. They are made from solid PVC, weight 4.7 ounces, and are fired at the velocity of between 130 and 170 miles per hour. They are about the same weight as a cricket ball, harder, and fired at about twice the speed of the fastest fast bowler. The term rubber or plastic bullet was coined by the British government in 1970 to conjure up an image of a harmless, slightly humorous implement.
15 days later, there is no way!